Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sometimes to really pull off a role, it's necessary to go method. This usually involves an actor making a direct physical or psychological connection with his or her character in order to portray them, sometimes living as the character or at least echoing their mannerisms as closely as possible in their private lives. But what about those actors that go above and beyond the call of duty for a part with no reward? What if they lost 40 pounds for a part only for the film to flop? Or they spent 6 months limping around the house only for their part to get cut? With all that in mind, I'm Will from WhatCulture.com, and this is 9 crazy sacrifices actors made for a role that totally backfired. Number 9. Christian Bale distracts from his performance by losing 60 pounds. The Machinist. Christian Bale and director Brad Anderson wanted to visually express the state of mind of an insomniac who couldn't eat. And what better way to do that than have an actor not eat or sleep? So the decision for Bale to change his body shape was justified, losing 60 pounds to fulfill the part. But perhaps the reception to the film reveals the limits of cinema. Upon its release, the image of Bale's emaciated frame covered the newspapers and online gossip columns, yet no one really spoke about his performance. To be fair, it's a great film, and Bale is frightening playing the part of Trevor Resnick, but no one really noticed. They just saw his body instead. Well, the people who actually went to see it, that is. The film grossed just $64,000 on its opening weekend, meaning the majority of people only saw the photo of Bale rather than the movie itself. Number 8. Tom Hanks got diabetes from losing weight. Castaway. Tom Hanks had already shed 25 pounds for his role as an AIDS patient in the 1993 movie Philadelphia. He went one better with his 2000 effort Castaway by shedding a staggering 55 pounds in order to depict the stranded Chuck Noland. He missed out on an Oscar this time, but his performance and the film in general were well received by critics. So why did it backfire? Well, in 2013, Hanks was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, usually associated with the overweight or obese. Hanks himself blames the condition on his yo-yo dieting for Philadelphia and Castaway in particular, saying these extreme weight losses caused his metabolism to become permanently destabilized. Number 7. Christian Bale did a deep voice for no reason, The Dark Knight Trilogy. When auditioning for the role, it was Christian Bale's idea to alter his voice between the parts of Bruce Wayne and his alter ego, adding a deeper, gruffier, more gravelly tone for Batman. Naturally, being the method man he is, Bale preserved the voice during and outside of takes, ensuring that he was immersed in character at all times. Ultimately, this resulted in him completely losing his voice for large parts of filming. What's really galling about this movie sacrifice is just how unnecessary it was, since Bale's voice was changed digitally in editing anyway. Number 6. Mickey Rourke purposely cut himself even though a prosthetic was ready. The Wrestler. Some things are just stupidly unnecessary. Mickey Rourke was perfect for the role as Randy the Ram Robinson in The Wrestler, and he drew plenty of praise from the critics in this relatively low-budget triumph. There was no major physical transformation necessary for the film because Rourke was already there. Learning to wrestle wasn't such a push either, since the actor had already spent years in the ring as a professional boxer. The sacrifice for this movie that backfired is when the Ram fakes an injury in the ring, using a hidden razor blade to cut his face. Once the cameras were rolling, Rourke took out his trusty razor and did just that. He cut himself on screen. The thing is, the prosthetics team had already created a fake mask that was waiting to be used in the wings. Rourke must have missed that memo. Number 5. Daniel Day-Lewis broke 2 ribs staying in a wheelchair during filming. My Left Foot. Daniel Day-Lewis is one of the few actors who could challenge Christian Bale for his method acting crown, and My Left Foot was one of his earliest successes. Playing Christy Brown, a writer and painter with cerebral palsy, he inevitably brought his method sensibilities to the role. Since the character spent his life in a wheelchair, Day-Lewis chose to do the same. He did go a little further though when he ordered extras and crew members to feed him between takes with a spoon. He won an Oscar for his part, but at a cost, as he actually damaged two ribs from staying in the wheelchair for such a long time. Number 4. Joaquin Phoenix adopted a new public persona for a documentary no one saw, I'm Still Here. In 2010, Joaquin Phoenix spent 6 months looking like Zach Galifianakis. Occasionally, he'd appear on chat shows and say he was giving up acting for a career as a rapper. The host would politely chortle, not sure whether to take him seriously or not. Then he really did quit acting, appearing at concerts and actually performing. Had the world gone mad? Had he? Well, it turned out that it was all an elaborate ploy, designed in order to make a documentary which poked fun at celebrity. The thing is, since barely anyone saw that documentary, most people still think Joaquin Phoenix just lost his mind for a bit. While you've got to appreciate the actor's dedication to his craft in creating this persona, you can't help but wonder if he wanted more than a lukewarm response for his efforts. Number 3. Jim Carrey gained 30 pounds then quit. The Three Stooges. When Jim Carrey signed up for The Three Stooges in 2009, it seemed like he'd found the perfect role as a famous dunce. Curly. He was taking his job seriously too, pledging to gain over 50 pounds for the part in order to make it believable. He argued that the fat suit just didn't cut it. Unfortunately, 20 to 30 pounds was about enough for Carrey, and just as he was approaching the halfway mark, he quit, suggesting that it was due to worries about his health. While it might seem like he took the money and ran, he was talking sense when he suggested that actors in their 20s or 30s could deal with the pressure of transformation better than an older guy. Once a person hits 50, it's not so easy to put on the weight and lose it again straight after. That's fair enough, although it's still an unfortunate waste of time for both Carrey and the filmmakers. Number 2. 50 Cent loses 50 pounds for a direct-to-DVD movie. Things fall apart. A counter-argument to the idea that going method guarantees success in the film industry can be found in 50 Cent's work on Things Fall Apart. Playing an AIDS sufferer, he was required to lose over 50 pounds for the part, and did so by running 3 hours every day. Fiddy had been operating in the movies for a long time with little success, and apparently saw this as the moment that the industry would finally accept him. Even after the film was released, he was calling it his breakout part and was predicting big things for himself off the back of it. The thing is, the film went straight to DVD, meaning nobody actually saw it. In other words, 50's career-defining role defined his career as a bit of a flop. It just goes to show that even if you have the fame and go method, it doesn't always work out. Number 1. Ryan Gosling gained 60 pounds, which got him fired. The Lovely Bones. The Lovely Bones was adapted by Peter Jackson from one of the most tragic novels of the last 20 years, centering around a young girl, Susie, who has been murdered and haunts the lives of her parents and killer. Ryan Gosling was cast in the part of the girl's father. As filming approached, Gosling got the idea into his head he should put on 60 pounds in preparation. So he sat back and drank ice cream for a couple of months and showed up on sets having achieved his target weight. Sadly for him, Peter Jackson took one look at him and fired him on the spot. The actor himself initially argued that he left the role because he wasn't the right age to play a father with a teenage daughter, but eventually the truth emerged from all the flabby lies. He'd eaten himself out of the role.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.